the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV.
Now, Bar Reeves Sports on the General.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is a double dip of Bar Eve Lady Viking basketball today, or not a double dip of Lady Viking basketball, double dip of Viking basketball, as today the Bar Eve Lady Vikings here at Kavanaugh Court welcome the Pike Central Lady Chargers to town, and at the conclusion of this game, and hopefully before some bad weather, we will pack up the equipment and head up to North Davies for basketball day in Indiana, and it is the Buggy Bowl contest getting ready to take place today. So Bar Eve, Pike Central getting ready, getting final instructions from their coaches. And of course, if you are out there, the weather is about to really become a factor today. So if you're just tuning in, haven't checked social media, Viking fans, Viking Nation, the junior varsity game scheduled for the conclusion of the at the conclusion of the varsity game today has already been postponed, so Bar Eve and North Davies will work on a makeup date for that. But if you had planned on sticking around, that is no longer going to happen. We're getting ready for national anthem and starting lineups. We're going to take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll have starting lineups in the opening tip. Back right after this.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Store.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Is all about Jeeps at the Washington Chrysler Center as Jeep Days are back in full swing with great savings on all Jeep models. Choose from a large selection of new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokees arriving daily, the hottest seller on the block. Or how about the 2018 Jeep Renegade loaded with all the bells and whistles as low as $21,199? The new 2019 Jeep Latitude starts at $22,458 at unbelievable year-end clearance savings on all Jeep Wranglers. Jump on board and hold on in a new Jeep during Jeep Days in January at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, starting lineups being introduced right now. Tracy Stahl, Mariah Bullock, Melissa Wagler, the guards, Addison Ainsco, the do-it-all, do-everything Lady Viking. And Rachel Wilson starting in the post for the Vikings. Prescription for success today, Coach Doyle.
I think Barney is going to execute in the half-court offense. I think the times that we've struggled to score, it's usually in the half-court. I think you have two teams that are pretty evenly matched today. If we can score out of our half-court offense, I like the Lady Vikings' chances.
All right. Both teams in the center circle. We'll talk about the starters for the Chargers here in just a second. Tip today brought to you by Boyd Grain in Washington. Pike Central going to go like this. Mallory Hunt starting at a post position. Haley Marchino starting at one guard. Lauren Vaughn starting at a forward position. Kenzie Powell starting at another guard position. And the final starter for Pike Central today, that's Mallory Hickey starting at a forward position. Tip is up, controlled by Barreve. And first possession, looked like Ainsco may have been fouled on her way to the bucket.
Yeah, a nice little set there. Addison went to the bucket, a little bit of contact, didn't get the call. But liked the play set and seeing Addison real aggressive right from the start.
And three-point shot up is quickly in and good by Kenzie Powell, and it's 3-0 Pike Central.
Pike Central comes in with a 5-13 record. Barreve 6-12. Sagarin has Barreve as a 4-point favorite today, so we'll see if that holds to be true.
Melissa Wagler with the basketball, and she's going to be fouled out by half court by Kenzie Powell.
And looking at this Pike Central and their schedule, they're kind of a hard team to figure out. They've had some good wins early on in the year, so I'm trying to figure out if they had a girl get injured or not, but they've had here lately, they've lost 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of their last 11 games.
Yeah, nobody hurt talking to some of their fans and their people before the game, just kind of mired in a losing streak right now. Melissa Wagler going to set for three. It's going to be short, rebounded by the Chargers.
Yeah, I like Melissa. That's a good shot for her. We need to get her going. Played a good game at Shoals earlier this week, but had a hard time getting the three-pointer going, so let's see if she can do a little bit better today. We need a little bit more of a scoring punch.
Hunt with it down in the post. She's going to kick it back. Ball reversal. Vaughn going to set for a three, and she got it, and it is 6-0 Pike Central.
And both times, Barreve's done a pretty decent job getting out to the shooter. Give him a little bit, maybe a little bit too much space, but I'd say that's probably the game plan. Hey, let him shoot from outside. But so far, 2-2 for Pike Central.
And Tracy Stahl going to get free on a curl to the basket. Off the glass is good. 6-2, Barreve on the board.
Yeah, nice move there by Tracy. It's good to see her back in the lineup after sitting out 4 or 5 games.
Vaughn with it. Just a ball reversal. Hickey down on the baseline. She's going to be cut off, and Melissa Wagler going to pick it off. Here comes Barreve. They want to run. Addison Ainsco going to stop and pop. 15-footer is short. Addison going to grab her own rebound. Bullock's got it. Long three from the right side. It misses everything and out of bounds, and Moe just never got the feet set there.
No, didn't get them set, but let's go back to that last defensive possession. Melissa Wagler, so excellent rotation. Weak side defense was able to get into the lane and steal that last pass. So let's see if Barreve can still continue to do that.
So Pike Central with the basketball. Barreve has been man-to-man the entire time so far, 6-2. Pike on top by 4. Chargers with the basketball. And they're going to travel with it. Hickey just got going too fast, couldn't pull up in time. Another turnover. And Barreve going to get it back.
Couple of substitutions for Pike Central. As number 21 for them, Kinsey Dunn comes out of the game.
Tracy Stahl with it again, trying to get free on a curl. Mariah Bullock wanted to take it, couldn't quite pull the trigger. Barreve going to reset. And Mariah Bullock going to be fouled.
And that's going to be number 2 on Powell. And she's going to have to come out of the game. Well, I guess she doesn't have to come out of the game, but the coach is going to elect to take her out of the game.
Yeah, it's not a rule. So in the backcourt, Melissa Wagler with the basketball. And they're really keying on Ainsco. I think Pike Central has done some scouting of the Vikings. Would you think, Coach Doyle?
Yeah, I'd say, and they're denier all the way out to the half-court line. But there, Rachel Wilson got loose there and drove to the baseline, picked up a foul. So early on, 3 fouls on Pike Central, none on Barrie so far. So let's see if Barrie can get into the bonus early in this first half.
Yeah, Pike just very aggressive on defense on the inbounds, and that's going to be a five-second call.
Yeah, and you just got to throw it up there. Especially on your end, you know, take the chance. But pretty good defense there by Pike Central. They, you know, you talked about them scouting us, and it looks like they scouted that out-of-bounds play, so credit to them.
So Pike Central with the basketball. Barreve has been man-to-man the entire night, entire day. Vaughn with it, going to kick it over. Three going to be put up, and that's another one for Pike Central by Jalen Nelson, who's just in the game, so it's 9-2.
Yeah, the Jalen Nelson, junior, that was really good defense. She just rose up over the Barreve defender and just drained it.
Rachel Wilson cut off. Ainsco's got it on the baseline. She just slips around to everybody. Good move by Addy, 9-4.
Yeah, they got Addy on the baseline there, and Pike Central defender really extended. Went for the steal, and then Addy just took it baseline and laid it in.
Turnover on the other end. Marchineau looking inside for Hunt. Going to throw it out of bounds. And Barreve going to get it again. Basketball day in Indiana, Jeff Doyle.
Yeah, and it's got off to a good start. North Davies hosting today. Earlier you had North Posey. Taking on Southridge. Southridge won that game. And then Vincennes Lincoln was playing North Knox, and they were tied 20-20 as the officials were watching the game in the locker room.
Cool.
As those games are also being broadcast, too, on Fox Sports.
Another three is in and good by Marchineau. Call me crazy, Coach Doyle, but I was told that the Lady Chargers were having a hard time shooting the basketball in the pregame. That's four threes in the first quarter.
Yeah, they're shooting lights out, and there was a defender there, too, so you can't really fault the Barreve defense. Just credit Pike Central.
Melissa Wagler going to set for three. Shooter's roll.
Yeah, and that's good for Melissa there. Maybe that gets her confidence going. I like the aggressiveness there. We've got to find some other girls to score.
So 12-7. Another three. Good. That's five threes in a quarter. Jalen Nelson got another one, 15-7.
Wow, and that's you just don't see that too often. 5 3-pointers on your first points. That's 2 3-pointers for Nelson.
Melissa Wagler, three up, no good, but an offensive rebound. Bullock going to have it taken away, however, by Marchineau. Ball on the floor. Pike going to run it down. And a stop and pop, two-pointer, no good, rebounded by Rachel Wilson.
Well, that makes sense. It was a two-pointer, not a three-pointer, so they're going to miss it.
Ainsco, ball going to be on the floor. We're going to have a tie-up. No, we're going to have a timeout. Minute 57 left. First quarter, 15-7, Pike Central. Back to Barreve High School after this one-minute timeout.
Farming is more than what you do. It's who you are. You're up before the rooster crows, and your day doesn't end until the last chore is done. Hastings Mutual Insurance Company offers a comprehensive policy to protect your important asset, the family farm. This is Ron Knepp at Thompson Insurance. Whether you operate a small or large farm, raise crops or livestock, we can tailor your policy to fit your needs. Give me a call today at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Back at Barreve, Vikings with the basketball. Tracy Stahl with it in the left corner. She's going to bounce it out to Melissa Wagler. Melissa, Rachel Wilson, long two is no good. Addy going to rebound it, throw it up, no good.
Now, that was a strong rebound there by Addison Ains, coach. She just wanted that ball more than anybody else, and she just used her strength. I like that. And that's something – Addie's a good athlete, so maybe we – she it looks like she's coming out being a lot more aggressive tonight. And if Barry's going to stay in this game, we're going to need a heavy dose of that.
Addison's free throw going to bounce off, no good. She will have another. Next one, got that one. And it's 15-8. And bad pass is going to be picked off by Tracy Stahl. Here comes Bar Eve. Mariah Bullock's got it on the left side. Mariah going to dribble it out. Tracy Stahl, top of the key, just a little dribble drive action. Tracy going to go down. Her shot off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Hunt. Here comes Pike Central. She's going to pull it up, get it off to Vaughn. And Pike Central just going to lose it out of bounds.
Oh, and the ref was looking to see if it had been hit, and it, he didn't see anything, so I think you get that back to.
Yeah, that should be Barry basketball. Yeah.
You know, it's unlike us to criticize officials.
No, we never talk about it. Missed shot on the rebound, as Dave Cavanaugh would say. God knew. And here's Barry, 30 seconds left in the quarter.
DK, gotta love him.
Rachel Wilson, pull up jumper, no good.
Boy, I like that play. We got Rachel the ball at the free throw line. One dribble into the paint, rose up, got a nice 5-footer just off the back rim.
So Pike Central with it, down to 10 seconds left in the quarter. Down on the baseline, ball going to be tapped away, going to have a tie-up. No, we're not. Pike going to give it away. Here comes Ainsco. She's going to fire one from the center circle. Hits the front of the rim, no good. At the end of a quarter on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 15-8. Pike Central leads it by 7. Back to Cavanaugh Court after this one-minute timeout.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the national tax time blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruitton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomerybrewittonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Brewington Club is proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Brewington Club.
Back at Cavanaugh Court, 15-8. Pike Central on top by 7. It will be Charger basketball here to begin quarter number 2, Jeffrey.
Yeah, if you're Barrie, you don't feel too bad only being down 7, despite the fact Pike Central hit 5 three-pointers. So that's all they got that first quarter. So you're only down 7 points. You don't figure they're going to hit 5 threes this quarter. And let's hope not 4, not 3, not 2. You know, maybe 1. We'll give them 1. But
Vaughn going to have it ripped away. There's going to be a tie-up. Possession arrow going to give it back to Barrie.
Okay, and we talked about this in the pregame. This is what this game's going to come down to. Can we score enough points in the half-court offense? I think we've been getting some really good looks, running some good sets. We just need some of those shots to fall. Keep on going at Addison. Mariah Bullock's yet to get any points, so maybe we can get Mo going here, get her a three-pointer. We're going to clear out for Addison Ainsco. She goes one-on-one.
Rachel Wilson looking for anybody. Tracy Stahl. Pike playing really good defense here on this possession. Mariah Bullock, Rachel Wilson. Rachel going to fire a three. Got it. Why not, Jeff Doyle?
Yeah, she was confident. That wasn't, she didn't hesitate at all. Rose up, That's Rachel's first 3 points of the night, or afternoon.
15-11. Marchino down the lane, and she's going to travel with it. Didn't know if they were going to get a blocking foul or a travel. Travel it is.
We've had several of these Saturday afternoon games here at Bar Reeve, and we've had several heartbreakers. So hopefully we can turn the tide today. You know, our girls are just, they play so hard and give good effort. So let's see if we can get rewarded today.
Melissa Wagler going to pump a three in, and she got it. Suddenly it's a one-point game, 15-14.
And Melissa Wagler, their second three-pointer.
And shot going to be blocked by Ainsco on the other end. And here comes Bari with a chance to take the lead. Bullock. Moe's got it on the left side. Bari's gotten stagnant. Addie's just kind of stood on that block. She needs to move. Tracy Stahl's got it. Out to Ainsco on the right wing. Addie. Going to hit Rachel Wilson on a pick and roll. Going to be picked off by Vaughn. Here comes Pike Central. And she's going to lay it in, and she's going to be fouled and go to the line and look to complete the three-point play.
Yeah, that's going to be Vaughn's fifth point of the afternoon. Pretty nice move there. Addie and Rachel had a pick and roll there, and all Addie had to do is kind of lob it up. She didn't put enough air underneath it. Pike Central was able to deflect it. She gets a little bit of air under that. Rachel's going to shoot a layup.
So first foul called on Barif, just four on Pike Central. Pretty clean game so far. Vaughn's free throw going to bounce in, 18-14. Melissa Wagler with it.
And, Mike, you talked about us getting stagnant. You just heard the coaches over here telling the girls, imploring them that you need to move. See if we get a little bit more movement here on offense.
Kenzie Schwarzentruber going to have it ripped away from her. Pike Central down the other way. Layup up and good. That's Becca Crow. And it's 20-14 after the Vikings had cut it to one.
Yeah, Barry just not being real strong with the ball there. You can't allow a defender just to take the ball away.
Bullock with it. Moe behind the back dribble going to work on Vaughn. She's going to lay it in and go to the line looking to complete the three-point play.
Yeah, nice move there by Mariah. We've seen more better skilled offensive plays tonight than we've had in quite a while. Our girls are really starting to hit their stride offensively. Nice job there by Mariah. You don't see her doing a lot off the move, but there she did. She was very aggressive, got to the goal and got the foul. Does not make the free throw, so it's 20-16.
So Vikings to within four. Lob set. Good post position right there. Good set for Pike Central. Hickey going to lay it up and in. 22-16.
I think we need to steal that set, neither our boys or girls. That's a good set there. Cleared out the backside. That was a great play.
Melissa Wagler, three up, no good. Long rebound by Pike Central. Going to be tapped out of bounds by Melissa Wagler. Chargers going to get it back. So 22-16, 4:19 left, second quarter.
Barry's going to stay in the man-to-man defense.
Vaughn's got it, trying to turn the corner. There's that same set, but Rachel Wilson going to pick it off. Here comes Melissa Wagler. Kenzie Schwarzentruber just going to throw it away, and they're going to get a foul on Ainsco, and that's her second foul.
Yeah, I'm not sure what we were trying to do there. Just kind of got broke down, but again, it was pressure defense from Pike Central, not really giving us much vision. They're really getting up in our face. Trying to really deny everything. They're doing a nice job.
22-16. Pike leads it. They've led it since the beginning. It's been as much as, I think, 11. It's been as little as 1. Tracy Stahl checking in. Addie going to sit down.
Yeah, they're going to give her a little bit of break. She's got 2 fouls. Again, that's not a rule that you have to come out, but they're choosing to take her out.
Yeah, especially on defense. That's probably a good call.
I think it's a very good call. Especially right, I believe, anytime you get that second foul, it's good to bring them out for a little bit. You've got to talk to them. Let them know, hey, you got 2 fouls. You got to be smart here.
Alicia Sisk going to knock in a long 2 for Pike Central. It's an 8-point lead again. And Vaughn almost with a steal, and actually she is going to get it. Another turnover on the Vikings.
Yeah, Coach Pike Central is just kind of relentless with this half-court defense. Been really impressed with their effort. Oh, boy.
Pike Central traveled twice with it, no call.
But she didn't have the ball. Or control of the ball.
And now Pike going to be fouled on their way to the basket, and they're going to go to the line to shoot 2.
Yeah, you think you get a turnover there and no call, and then Pike Central was able to break down the defense and get a point-blank range shot. The only good news is she didn't make it, but she is going to the line for 2.
Free throw going to be no good.
Hickey with 2 points has 1 field goal on the afternoon.
She'll have 1 more. And it rolls out, but Pike Central going to grab the offensive rebound. They're going to double dribble it. So Vikings going to get the basketball back, but at some point, Jeff Doyle, I think the Barrie Vikings are going to have to find a way to manufacture offense in another way besides in the half court, because it's really bogged down.
Yeah, it is, and you might see us go to a trap. You know, earlier in the year we did a 1-3-1 as very effective in the game against Mitchell that we won that game, so you might see that because we need to get some more easy buckets.
Rachel Wilson down the lane, little stop and pop. Got it.
And
three jinx on him, Doyle.
Yeah, Rachel with 5 points.
24-18, 2.5 minutes left, opening half. Just a couple of ball reversals here for Pike Central. Sisk has it. Vaughn's got it. She's going to try to turn the corner. Skips it back. Marchineau for 3. It's long. Rebounded by Bullock. And Kenzie Swartzentruber's got it. She's going to skip it over. Tracy Stahl. Melissa Wagler. Out to Kenzie Swartzentruber. Over to Melissa. She's going to have it ripped away. And Pike Central going to get a run out, it looks
like. Oh, and she traveled.
And Vaughn's going to miss the layup. Traveled first. But now Pike could have put up a 3. It's no good. Rebounded by Rachel. Tapped out of bounds. And Barbie's going to get a pass.
I mean, I don't know how you don't call that. I guess you were so... I was shocked that it happened. I mean, she was right there, and she took 3 steps. You've got to make that call. I don't get it. I don't understand.
So 24-18. Minute 20 left in the half.
Vikings bring back Ainsco.
And she got fouled. Going to lay it in. And Addie going to go to the line looking to complete the 3-point play. And I don't know if that was a little slip or somebody just lost her, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, nice little play there. And you got Kinsey Swartzentruber. She's going to go in for the shooter. Nice play there by Coach Graber. Going to do a little offense-defense with Ainsco with 2 fouls.
It's 24-20. Addie at the line. And that's going to be an air ball free throw. And they're...
and they're not going to blow the whistle.
But Pike gets it back just the way God intended.
Blow your whistle.
Rachel Wilson out of bounds.
And Barrie does get Ainsco out of the game. Kinsey Swartzentruber back in the game.
Pike Central with the basketball. Sisk has it. She's bumped by Wilson. No call. Vaughn gonna set for three. In and out, no good. Rachel Wilson grabs the rebound. Here comes Bar Eve. Down four with the basketball.
Next foul, Bar Eve is in the bonus. Let's see if Bar Eve's gonna try to go for one shot.
Tracy's got it. Over to Bullock. Moe gonna dribble it out into the center circle. Back to Melissa. Melissa going to center it up again. We're coming up on 20 seconds left. Melissa going to back it out again. We're at 15. Tracy Stahl now with 10. Going to kick it over. Kinsey Swartz and Truber. And her pass cross court going to be picked off. Pike Central going to have a couple of seconds. They're going to get a long three up at the buzzer. Hits the backboard and no good. At halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, hot shooting to start the game for Pike Central has put them in front. And at halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Chargers lead it 24-20. Halftime today brought to you by the Montgomery Medical Associates across the street from Bar Eve High School, Dr. Merle Holzapfel and the gang. Thank you for sponsoring Barbie Viking Sports all season long. We're going to take a three-minute timeout, and when we come back, Jeff Doyle will have the halftime statistics, and we'll set up the second half. 24-20, Vikings trail Pike Central. Back to Kavanaugh Court in 3 minutes.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, next to Graber Post.
Helena in Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Trailer, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. Prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road next to Graber Post.
Stop by Stop and See in Montgomery for their famous hand-breaded fish sandwiches. Stop and See has a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and all the sides, and much more. We have something for everyone. Take a break today and let Stop and See do the cooking for your family. Stop and See is located on Highway 50 in Montgomery. Call 812-486-3882 and we will have your order ready for pickup. Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeves Sports.
The Schwartzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Schwartzer Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard
Blake
for you.
Blake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life has a story. A proud supporter of Bar Reeves Sports.
Jeff Doyle, mouse in the house. We've got problems at the Doyle household here at not at Kavanaugh Court, but you should be home getting the mouse, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, it's wrecking havoc right now, and it's like playing mind games with us. It took the bait. I woke up this morning. It took the bait. Went down there, reset it. Took the bait again. Went down one more time before I left to come here. Took the bait a third time, and it's yet to let the trap go off. Good news is I had a little chalk talk with Steve Bullock. He told me what I needed to do. So as soon as we sign off, going home, and I think we'll have a mouse by later this evening.
Oh, thank God for that. Halftime statistics, Coach Doyle.
Okay, for the Pike Central Lady Chargers, they have two scorers with 6 points leading them in scoring, Jalen Nelson and Lauren Vaughn. Vaughn got her points on a three-pointer, a two-pointer, and one-on-one the line for her 6 points. And then Nelson hit 2 three-pointers for her 6 points. Kinsey Powell also hit a three-pointer for 3 points. Becca Crow with a field goal for 2 points. Sisk also had a field goal for 2 points. Marchino with a three-pointer for her 3 points. And then Mallory Hickey with a field goal was 0-2 from the free throw line for her 2 points. Bar Eve Lady Vikings, this is how they got their 20 points. Right now at halftime, they are led in scoring by Melissa Wagler. Melissa with a pair of three-pointers for 6 points. Then you have Rachel Wilson and Addison Ainscote with 5 points. Rachel hit a three-pointer and a two-pointer for her 5 points. Ainsco with 2 two-point field goals, 1-2 from the free throw line for her 5 points. Mariah Bullock with a field goal for 2 points. Tracy Stahl also with a field goal for her 2 points. At the end of one quarter, it saw Pike Central jump out to a 15-8 lead. One thing to note, in that first quarter, Pike Central hit 5 three-pointers. Second quarter saw the Bar Eve Lady Vikings outscore Pike Central 12-9. And in that quarter, Bar Eve was able to limit Pike Central to 0 three-pointers. So your halftime score, Pike Central 24, Bar Eve 20.
All right. Any halftime adjustments, Coach Doyle?
You know, I think they made their adjustments there in the second quarter. They're just getting out a little bit tighter to shooters. And I didn't think it was really that bad in the first quarter, but they're getting out a little bit more. I kind of like your suggestion. I think maybe we'll see us try to speed them up a little bit more in the half court, maybe do some trapping. Maybe that will allow us to get some buckets in transition. The half court offense wasn't bad, but yet there's times where we'll go through 2 and 3 minute stretches of not scoring. And I just think in this game, we just can't afford that if we're going to come out victorious. Of course, you want to get Addison Ainscote a few more touches. She's got 2 fouls. Good news is she didn't pick up that third one.
All right. We'll take another 3 minute timeout. And when we come back, second half action, Vikings trail Pike Central 24-20. Back to Kavanaugh Court in 3 minutes.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Bari Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Bari Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruiton Club.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Store.
financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hi, this is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Thompson Insurance has been serving this community since 1963. We promise to work hard to get you the best insurance value for your dollar. Call us today at 812-254-1987 and let one of our knowledgeable agents help you with your insurance needs. Auto Owners Insurance Company offers a paid in full discount when your premiums are paid in full. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
January is all about Jeeps at the Washington Chrysler Center as Jeep Days are back in full swing with great savings on all Jeep models. Choose from a large selection of new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokees arriving daily, the hottest seller on the block. Or how about the 2018 Jeep Renegade loaded with all the bells and whistles as low as $21,199? The new 2019 Jeep Latitude starts at $22,458, an unbelievable year-end clearance savings on all Jeep Wranglers. Jump on board and hold on in a new Jeep during Jeep Days in January at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 24-20 here at halftime, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, Barreve is going to be playing defense first. Pike Central has the ball, so let's see if we can get a stop, come down, get this down to a one-possession game.
So Chargers with it. Vaughn over to Sisk. Back to Vaughn. Sisk has it. Long two. Got it. Tough shot. Her footwork was not – she was – you know, Bill Raftery would say the puppies weren't organized, but got it to go anyway.
Yeah, and again, I thought it was pretty good defense. And, of course, when you have the foot on the line, that's the shot you want them to take. That's the worst shot in basketball, having your foot on the three-point line. But credit to Sis, she knocked it down.
Ainsco going to go down on the baseline to start the second half. She's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
Addie's first free throw is up and good.
26-21. 30 seconds gone here in the half. And Addison's second one going to roll off. Rachel Wilson going to have it ripped away. Looks like a little full court pressure here for the Vikings, and they're going to tap it out of bounds.
Yeah, Addison Ainsco almost comes up with the steal there. Just going to try to force a little bit more pace.
Ball on the floor. Last touched by Melissa Wagler. The Vikings really extending a little pressure. It's man-to-man, but they're kind of bringing a second person. It's like a 2-3 zone this time, Coach Doyle?
Yeah, 2-3 zone for Barreve.
Yeah, they're going to trap wings, it looks like. Vaughn's got it. Going to skip it over. Marchinot. Vaughn. And there you go. Rachel Wilson going to pick one off. Here comes Barreve. Just what the doctor ordered at halftime. Tracy Stahl down on the baseline. Rachel Wilson, 15-footer, no good. Rebounded by Vaughn. Here comes Pike Central with it. She's going to hit Marchinot back to Vaughn in the corner. And Pike Central trying to get organized against this. Another three going to be put up. No good. And rebounded. Going to be picked away by Ainsco.
Good great block out.
Yeah, good block out by Rachel Wilson to start that. Ainsco with it. Left-hand dribble. Trying to turn the corner. Rachel Wilson, short jumper, no good. Good pick and roll right there. Just couldn't get the bucket to go.
Yeah, great play there. And Rachel, a little five-footer, just hit the front of the rim and bounced off.
Looks like Barreve back man-to-man this time, Coach
Doyle. Yes, man-to-man. Long three-pointer put up. Barreve gets the rebound. Here they go. See if they can get something out of transition.
Bullock with it. Mo not really with a clean look all day to this point. Tracy Stahl Bounces it over. Rachel Wilson. Going to hit a cutting Mariah Boa. Got it to go. 26-23.
Hey, Barry's right there. Back to a one-possession game. Barry just hanging around.
And ball on the floor again. And going to be poked away. And Ainsco going to be fouled. So Barry going to get it back down three.
Yeah, Barry's been sharp coming out of the halftime. Not a lot of scoring going on this third quarter, but they're getting the looks they want. And most importantly, they're getting the defensive stops they want.
So 5 minutes and 10 seconds left. Ainsco with the basketball. Melissa Wagler going to set for three.
Boom, baby!
We are tied. 26 all.
9 points for Melissa Wagler, all on three-pointers.
And Pike Central going to break the pressure that time. Going to get it down to Sisk. Her shot no good, but they hurried the Chargers up. And here comes Bar Eve again. This is the pace that Bar Eve needs to play at, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, it really is. And Melissa Wagler is going to hand the ball off to Addison Ainsco, and she's going to initiate the offense.
Addie just tried to find a little sliver of room on the baseline. Melissa Wagler. Little one-footed runner, no good. Rachel Wilson going to lay it up and in.
Yeah, Rachel just wanted the ball more there. Just a great rebound in traffic. Lays it back in. That's 7 points for Rachel Wilson.
28-26. Almost a travel by Pike Central. Almost a double dribble. Vaughn's got it now. She's going to back it out. And Pike Central going to reset. Marchineau probably traveled and got away with it. And there's the travel.
There's your travel call.
And you can really see just how quickly Pike Central is moving right now, and they are not comfortable with the basketball.
Yeah, we have sped them up this quarter, and that's something we talked about. And, you know, that's an adjustment you can tell that Coach Graber and Coach Holt implemented. Good halftime strategy. It's coming off and paying dividends in this third quarter.
Ainsco out to Bullock. Mo going to set. 15-footer. No good. Rebounded by Pike Central. Sisk, her shot going to be partially blocked. Tapped around. Pike Central going to pick it back up. So, Chargers with it. Marchineau over to Sisk. Everything fast right now. Marchineau going to set for a three. No good. And we're going to have... we're just going to call it a jump ball, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, it's a jump ball. The Pike Central fans are really wanting an over-the-back on Addie Ainsco. And I thought I might have to take off my headset and go over there and do a little security.
28-26. Barry with the basketball and a two-point lead. Tracy Stahl going to have it poked away. Wasn't strong with it. Here comes Pike Central. Layup in and good by Hickey, and we're tied at 28 again.
Yeah, and you just said it right there. We got to be strong with the ball. Good thing there, Ainsco was back and did not pick up that third foul.
Addison bounces it back. Bullock.
You got to go back to Addie Ainsco or Rachel Wilson.
Rachel's got it. And she's caught, going to have it poked away. And we're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow back to Pike Central. 2:15 left in the quarter. We're tied at 28. Let's see what type of defense Bar Eve gets in. Brett Graber going to take a full timeout. We'll go ahead and take one, too. 2:15 left. 28-28, Pike Central and Bar Eve. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this 1 minute timeout.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington.
call 257-0950.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 28 all, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, good time out there by Coach Graber. It looked like Barrie was getting a little tired. We've expended a lot of energy, defensive energy, this third quarter. Pike Central is going on a little mini run, so Coach Graber called a timeout, and we are going to switch back to a zone. Correct?
I don't know what we're in, and I'm not sure we do either, but the shot going to hit the side of the backboard, and here comes Ainsco on the run. Addie off the glass, got it, and she's going to be fouled. Go to the line looking to complete the three-point play.
Yeah, and Pike Central did the cardinal sin in basketball. They did not pick up the ball handler, and Ainsco just kept on getting deeper and deeper, and she saw they weren't going to pick her up, and she went all the way, laid it in, drew the foul.
They're going to get that one on Marchino. That's her second, team's third. Addie at the line, and free throw going to be long, however. So Barrie with a two-point lead again. And Pike Central going to beat the pressure down the floor. And a missed assignment there by somebody. And we're tied at 30 again.
Well, and we didn't match up out of the timeout. And we didn't have to pay for it. There we did.
Ainsco. Going to have it poked away for just a second. She's going to pick it back up. Over to Melissa Wagler. Tracy Stahl. Tracy with it. Left-hand dribble. And she's going to travel with it, drug the pivot foot. So turnover. And Barrie going to give it away. Looks like a little 1-3-1 this time, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, just a cutter right down the middle of the lane, and we do not pick her up, lays it in, and that's Nelson. That's her eighth point on the night.
So 32-30 again. Chargers with the last four to retake the lead. Ainsco with it. Rachel Wilson. And Rachel going to be bumped on her way to the bucket.
That's going to be the fourth team foul. Fouls are 4-0. Barrie's done a good job not fouling this half. Three more, they're going to be in the bonus. I see Barrie get a bucket here. You got Pike Central. It's going to be Pike Central ball at the quarter. So you do not want to let Pike Central stretch this two-point lead out to a 4 or 5-point lead. See if we can get it back tied up here.
Ainsco down the lane.
And she was hit. And she makes it anyways.
Lays it up and in. 32 all, 2-2-1 this time by Barrie. Full court.
Yeah, Addison just got in the lane and did a spin move and just laid it in. Nice move.
And Barrie going to pick one off, throw it off of a Charger out of bounds. Barrie going to get it back with 18.6.
Yeah, great hustle there by Mariah Bullock as she switched down the lane. There's a pass across the lane. She got it as she's going out of bounds. She threw it off the defender's knee, gave the ball to Barrie, giving the ball to Barrie. 5 seconds to go. Ainsco with the ball.
And Barrie does not know the time situation. Rachel going to get a three up, but it's going to be wide, and that's going to do it. At the end of three quarters on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, all tied up, 32 all. Back for fourth quarter action after this one-minute timeout.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day.
News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Helena in Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Trailer, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. Prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today.
Back at Kavanaugh Court. And ball going to be tipped away for a second, but Chargers are going to pick it back up. And ball going to be on the floor. And they're going to get a foul. I think they're going to get it on Tracy Stahl.
And I thought the officials have done a really good job today. I think it's been a very balanced game. But the girls have kind of made it an easy game to officiate today. Both teams playing very well. Entertaining game.
So, Pike Central with it. Marchineau, Vaughn. Just a little ball reversal here. Three going to be put up. There's another one. And that's Nelson again, 35-32.
Yeah, big three there for Nelson. 11 points for her.
And Bullock, I'm going to say she double dribbled it, and Pike Central going to get it back.
Okay, this is where you got to rely on your defense. We need to get a stop here. You don't want to get this more than a one-possession game.
Is it back man-to-man this time?
Man-to-man.
Good post position by Hunt. She's going to lay it up and in.
Yeah, nice play, nice pass there. Good execution. Hunt, a freshman, just into the game. Her first 2 points.
Rachel Wilson, long jumper, no good. Rebounded by Vaughn. Here comes Pike Central again. Marchineau. Down the lane goes Pike Central. That is a layup by Nelson. And all of a sudden, it is 39-32. Timeout, Bar Eve. We'll go ahead and take one, too. 6:24 left. Chargers lead it by 7, 39-32. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this one-minute timeout.
Montgomery Medical Associates offering hometown medical care for the entire family. Flu season is upon us. Get your flu shots now at Montgomery Medical. No appointment needed. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Dr. Merle Hallzapple and staff want the Vikings to have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there's no cure for the Viking fever. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Go Vikings!
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Ligoti. And good luck to all Viking teams.
Back at Kavanaugh Court. Pike Central with a quick burst here, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, they have. They've just made some really good shots. Barreve's got to stem it. Right now, Pike Central's in a 1-3-1. Let's see if maybe we can find an open three-pointer. Get this down to a four-point game.
And they're going to get a travel on Melissa Wagler.
And I didn't see that, but the defense, our offense, just hasn't looked crisp here in the fourth quarter. Pike Central has really thrown us for a loop.
And now we're going to get a double dribble
and
on Pike Central.
Pike Central going to stay in this 1-3-1.
Tracy Stahl. Going to bounce it over. Melissa Wagler. Mo Bullock. middle of the lane. And Melissa going to knock in a jumper. Barree's got to bring the pressure again. Man-to-man is not going to get this done, I don't think.
And they're going to stay in this man-to-man right now. Melissa Wagler with 11 points. Down to a five-point game.
Vaughn's got it. They're looking for Hunt in the post. Marchineau stops and pops. Got another one. Like I said, the man-to-man, it's just too easy for Pike Central offensively right now.
Yeah, and I don't know if we've had a stop on the defensive end this fourth quarter.
Melissa Wagler, her 15-footer going to be partially blocked. Ainsco going to pick it up, lay it in, and she's going to be fouled and go to the line looking to complete the three-point play.
And that's 12 points for Ainsco. We really need Addie to hit her free throw here. Just 2 out of 6 so far on the evening or afternoon.
So Ainsco. Free throw going to bounce off, though. No good.
Just a five-point game. We need to get a stop here. We're going to stick in the man-to-man.
And Tracy Stahl going to foul Nelson on her way to the basket. Second foul, so 41-36. It's a five-point deficit. But Barree can be very aggressive right here. And Marchineau going to be fouled, no call. Here comes Ainsco with the ball. Bullock pull-up jumper, no good. Rebounded by Pike Central. And had a wide open Marchineau, but going to throw it long.
Yeah, Barree dodges the bullet there. Pike Central was leaking out, had a layup, and they just threw it a little bit too long.
Jenica Helms in for the first time. Rachel Wilson in. Lindley Sheets going to sit down. Tracy Stahl going to sit down.
And Pike Central going to stay in this 1-3-1. Let's see if we can solve it this time.
Jenica with it. And she's going to try to split it. She's going to be fouled.
Yeah, the next one. Barree's in the bonus. 4:24 to go. We get Mariah in the corner.
Ainsco into the backcourt. Melissa Wagler now.
Oh, great pass from Addison Ainsco. Rachel misses layup, gets the rebound back, puts it back in, and good.
So 41-38, good pass. It looked like we had blown the opportunity. Barree now with some pressure. Ainsco going to pick it off.
This game continues to go back and forth.
Bullock, 15-foot jumper, no good. Ball tapped around. They're going to get it on Ainsco.
Yeah, and Coach Graber and Coach Holt do not like that call. And Barree's going to pick up full court. It looks like they're going to stay 2-2-1 maybe.
Yeah, this is 2-2-1. Ball going to be on the floor for just a second. We're going to have a tie-up. Possession arrow going to give it back to Barree.
And there you go. You've been calling for it, you know, to speed them up a little bit. The full court pressure pays dividends, forces a turnover. 41-38, Barree just down three. Let's see if we can get it down to a one-point game. Pike Central is going to go back man-to-man. Melissa Wagler is going to bring it across the timeline.
Lanes go into the corner. Mariah Bullock going to set for three. Short. But Mo going to pick it back up. 15-footer. Got it.
6 points for Mariah. Timeout. Pike Central.
Quick timeout. We'll take one, too. 41-40. 3:23 left. Back to Kavanaugh Court in 30 seconds.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused.
Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the National Tax Time Blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 41-40. Pike Central by a point, and they have the basketball, but 3:23 left. Jeffrey?
Yeah, this fourth quarter, or a game of runs. Pike Central got the first 7 points of the quarter. Bar Eve has got the next six to bring it back to a 41-40, one-point lead for the Chargers.
A little 2-2-1 pressure here, and Pike Central gets it across at nine. Vaughn going to kick it over.
She traveled.
And Sis going to be fouled by Jenica Helms. May have been a bail out there, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I think so. We did get her a little bit on the arm. I thought she traveled first, but it was close. 3:09 to go. Jenica Helms has really provided a nice little spark here these last couple minutes for Bar Eve.
Pike Central with it. Marchinot. And everybody wanting an offensive foul. Vaughn going to set for three. Got it. And Pike Central going to take a full timeout. We will take one, too. 2:46 left on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. And we're going to get the score here.
And right now they're trying to decide, was that a two or a three?
Yeah, back to Kavanaugh Court after this one-minute timeout.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor, Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 44-40. It was a three, Jeff Doyle.
Yeah, I didn't see it, so the official came over and explained that they're 100% sure it was a three-pointer. So Bar Eve coming down, man-to-man defense. We need a score.
Melissa going to pick her dribble up, bounce it off to Mo. Right, Bullock. Ains go with it.
Oh, what a shot! What a shot!
Over, third over. Over. Lays it in, and she's going to be fouled and go to the line looking to complete the three-point play.
And Coach DeCourcy, I'll let you explain that shot.
She literally had the ball on the floor, was deflected, picked it up, had one-armed grabbed, threw it over the shoulder. Basically, if the Michael Jordan playoff shot comes to mind.
Called glass.
Addie's free throw, got it. 44-43. 2-2-1, full court pressure. Pike Central going to break it. Let's see what type of defense the Vikings settle into. Vaughn's got it. Over to Marchinot. She's cut off on the baseline. Sisk has it now. And it's man-to-man. I'd really like to see Bar Eve get in that 1-3-1 and have Ains go right at the top. Vaughn's got it. We're under 2 minutes. Ball going to be tipped away. Last touch by Rachel Wilson. There's the basketball. Boys headed to the Cougar Den, Jeff Doyle.
Yeah, going for the Buggy Bowl.
Three put up, no good. Rachel Wilson with the rebound. Here comes Jenica Helms. Bar Eve can take the lead. Ainsco off the glass. No good. Going to grab her own rebound. And she is going to be fouled. It's going to be on the floor, but Addison going to go to the line. Bonus situation, looking to give Barrie the lead.
Yeah, Addison just really taking over this last quarter, being a lot more aggressive offensively. Missed the shot, got the offensive rebound, got fouled on the ground. It's going to be a one in the bonus.
So
15 points on the afternoon for Addison.
Addie's free throw. We're tied again, 44 all. The Chargers had a 7-point lead just a few minutes ago. Tracy Stahl back in. Jenica Helms going to sit down. Ainsco goes free throw long. Ball on the floor. Pike Central going to pick it up. Barrie back in that pressure. And Pike Central going to throw it away.
I tell you what, the full court pressure, Pike Central not doing a good job handling it, and you called it at the beginning of this quarter that we needed to go to that full court pressure, and it's really paid off for us. Tie game, and Pike Central is going to be man-to-man defense. Let's see what Barrie does.
Minute 20 left. Melissa Wagler. Addison Ainsco. Going to go through everybody. Layup short. Last touch by Rachel Wilson.
And the Bar Reef crowd doesn't like it. They said it went off on Pike Central. And
that's Steve Bullock, and he doesn't lie about
Steve
anything.
Steve Bullock does not lie. And then we forced a turnover, and there's going to be a foul on Pike Central. Melissa Wagler is going to the line for one in the bonus.
What did the prophet Rasheed Wallace say, Jeff Doyle?
Ball don't lie.
Ball don't lie. Melissa Wagler.
Be her first trip to the line today.
Free throw. Got it. 45-44.
Gives 12 points for Melissa.
Vikings by a point. She'll have one more. And that one's going to be long, rebounded by Pike Central. So we are at a minute exactly left. Nelson going to have it tapped away for a second. Now Vaughn's got it. Sets for a three. In and out. No good. Ball on the floor. Rachel Wilson going to get it off the Bullock. So 45 seconds left. Melissa Wagler got to get it across half court. Melissa. Mariah Bullock, and she is going to be fouled with 34 seconds.
And more importantly, two shots. We are in the double bonus. Good job there by Mo, being aggressive, went towards the goal, drew the foul, have two free throws. Mariah with 6 points on the afternoon.
So Mo at the line. Two shots, got the first. 46-45.
44.
No, 46-44, excuse me. It's fake news. It's like BuzzFeed. She'll have one more. Mo's second free throw is up. Got it. 47-44. And Barrie going to stay in this pressure. And with a couple fouls to give, Jeff Doyle.
That's a great move.
Good game plan. Pike Central going to wiggle out of it. Crow. They've got Vaughn. Can't find her. Marchineau going to set for three. In and out, no good. Ainsco going to grab it. Get it off to Melissa Wagler. And Melissa going to be fouled with 14.8.
Yeah, if Melissa makes this, it won't end it, but it's going to make it very difficult for Pike Central. If she just hits one of two of these, as long as you don't foul Jay Williams on a three-pointer and give him a four-point play.
Oh, boy. You were there. Melissa's free throw up. Long, no good. This one doesn't put you in checkmate, but if you're playing chess. It would certainly be check. Melissa's second one. Got it. 48-44. And Pike Central going to take a timeout. We'll go ahead and take one, too. 14.8 left. 48-44 Vikings. Back to Kavanaugh Court in 1 minute.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Store.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 48-44. Pike Central basketball, 14.8. And here comes Pike Central with it. Barry does have a couple of fouls to give, and there they are going to give one on Becca Crow with 10.6.
Good job. Took up 4 seconds there.
So that's team foul number 5. Marchineau on the inbounds, taking a little time. Long three, no good. Pike going to pick it up. We're under three. Shot up, no good. Tapped around. Marchineau going to pick it up. And it is long at the buzzer, and that is going to do it. So a good comeback victory today here for the Barrieve Vikings. Barrieve ends the game on what looks to be a 16-5 run. And the Vikings knock off the Pike Central Chargers here today, 48-44. We are going to take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll have the post-game statistics. Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game, and more. 48-44. Barrieve with a win over Pike Central. Back to Kavanaugh Court right after this.
January is all about Jeeps at the Washington Chrysler Center as Jeep Days are back in full swing with great savings on all Jeep models. Choose from a large selection of new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokees arriving daily, the hottest seller on the block. Or how about the 2018 Jeep Renegade loaded with all the bells and whistles as low as $21,199? The new 2019 Jeep Latitude starts at $22,458, an unbelievable year-end clearance savings on all Jeep Wranglers. Jump on board and hold on in a new Jeep during Jeep Days in January at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 48-44. Barrieve wins it today over Pike Central. Jeff Doyle tabulating tonight's or today's final statistics. Are we good to go, Coach Doyle?
We're good.
All right. Well,
for the Pike Central Lady Chargers, they are going to be led in scoring today. They had two ladies in with 9 points. Jalen Nelson with 9 points. She had 2 3-pointers and a two-pointer and a free throw for her 9 points. Actually, she had 10 points, 2 3-pointers, 2 2-point field goals. She got 10 points for her. And then also Lauren Vaughn with 9 points. She had a 2 3-pointers, a two-pointer, and 1-1 the free throw line. Kinsey Powell with a three-pointer for her 3 points. Becca Crow with a two-pointer for 2 points. You had Sisk, who had 4 points. She had 2 2-point field goals. Marchineau with a three-pointer and a two-pointer for 5 points. Mallory Hickey with 4 points on 2 2-point field goals. And then Mallory Hunt with a field goal for 2 points for the victorious Lady Vikings. They're led in scoring this afternoon by Addison Ainsco. Addison had 5 points in the first half and 11 in the second half. A big fourth quarter for Addie. She had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 2-point field goals. 4 of 8 from the free throw line. Hit 2 big free throws there at the end. Just really took control of the game at the end. Everything was kind of ran through Addison there in the fourth quarter. Melissa Wagler with a really nice ball game. 13 points for Melissa. Hit some big free throws late. Hit the clinching free throw 13 points for her, 3 3-point field goals, a two-pointer, 2 of 4 from the line, 13 points. Mariah Bullock, Mariah with a nice game, 8 points for Mariah, 3 2-point field goals, and then she hit 2 huge free throws there at the end to really solidify this victory for the Lady Vikings. Rachel Wilson with a nice ball game today. Rachel with 9 points, a three-pointer, and 3 2-point field goals for 9 points. Tracy Stahl with a field goal for 2 points. And then playing but not scoring today, Lindley Sheets provided some good minutes off the bench in the second half. Jenica Helms came in the fourth quarter when Bar Eve went on their big run. The freshman, the 5'7 freshman, with some great minutes. And then Mackenzie Schwartzentrupper, the 5'9 senior. She was in and out of the lineup all day. Mackenzie gave some valuable minutes for Bar Eve. So good effort off the bench for those ladies. Quarter scoring, Bar Eve trailed after one quarter, 15-8. Second quarter saw Bar Eve outscore Pike Central 12-9. That gave Pike Central a 24-20 lead into halftime. Third quarter, Bar Eve was able to tie it up, outscoring Pike Central 12-8 for 32-32 going in the fourth quarter. And Bar Eve outscores the Pike Central Chargers 16-12 for a 48-44 victory for Bar Eve.
All right. A little bit of hardware to pass out. I think it's a pretty easy call today. Jeffrey Doyle, Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game.
And we're going to go with Addison Ainsco. Addy just really kind of took over the game there, just offensively. She was doing it all. She just got a lot more aggressive. And this is despite Pike Central trying to do everything to stop her, 16 big points, a lot of those points coming late, and she was just couldn't be denied. She had the one shot where she gathered herself in the lane. Her back was to the basket. She was right there, though, flips it over her head, banks it in for a big three-point play. So you saw some things that you're just seeing Addy. The more she plays, the better she's getting. But also, this was a team victory. Melissa Wagler, we talked about Melissa getting some more points for us. We needed that. She had 13 big points. Mariah with 8 big points, 6 of those in the second half. Rachel Wilson was steady the whole day, 9 points for her. And then Tracy Stahl with a bucket. So just a good team victory. You know, we talked about that we've lost a lot of these Saturday afternoon games at home by 1 or 2 points, and it's been nice to come out and get a victory. So the girls were really rewarded today. Hard-fought victory over a very talented Pike Central team.
Yep. All right. Well, that's going to do it. 48-44. Vikings win it. And we pack up the equipment now, Jeff Doyle, and we head up to a highly anticipated Buggy Bowl matchup.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, North Davie's having a really solid year. Got beat by a very talented Litton team last night. Bar Eve coming off for a victory last night. But, you know, one where, you did enough things right to get a win. So, Buggy Bowl, it's going to be a great atmosphere. Fox Sports, it's really neat for these kids to get a play in the environment like this. And then for those of you that haven't heard, the JV was supposed to play after the varsity. We have postponed that game with the impending weather coming in. The varsity will tip about 4:45 is what Fox Sports is telling us right now.
All right, so 4:45 going to be the varsity tip. No JV, so don't plan on staying as weather sweeping into the area. Well, that's going to do it. 48-44, Vikings win it today, and after many of the close losses this season, that was a good one here today. So we're going to pack it up. We'll talk to you from the Cougar Den here in just a little bit. So long, everybody.
Bar Reeve, Vikings. This concludes coverage of Bar Reeve Sports on 4-Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home,
Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartz and Truber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV.
Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.
Four-star country, The General, 95.9.